Hello, hello, and welcome to 2022. I know it's, well, like we're really deep in it now, but just the nostalgia is still there. So thank you so much for actually tuning in right now. My name is Danny, and welcome to Healthy Vibes for Women. So today's episode, not so much as an episode, it's just kind of, I don't know, a chat, a recap, whatever you want to call it. It's just for me to just say that I'm still here. I'm sorry I've not posted any episodes for quite a number of months now. And that's due to the fact that I've just had personal stuff I've been dealing with. But that's all over now. That's all behind me. And I am looking forward to what 2022 is going to bring. So, as we know, every new year, we're always bombarded with all sorts. And I think you know exactly what I'm going to talk about now. When I say all sorts, the dieting adverts everywhere, billboards and so on. And join the gym, special offers and do this, do that. That's going to work for you and so on. But for everyone who's been listening to my podcast for a while, you know that I don't subscribe to dieting. And if you're new to this podcast, I'll advise that you listen to the very first episode I posted that I talked about why dieting doesn't work. And I hope you find it really useful, like a lot of people have told me that they have found it really useful. So yeah, I don't agree with dieting. I believe in weight loss through a healthy lifestyle. That's my philosophy, if you like, and that is what I believe works for me, and it has worked for me, actually, I should say, and does work. So as we go into 2022 and we start this, I hope that you still take time out for yourself. Yeah, because it's not, the healthy lifestyle isn't just about eating and exercising. It's also about our mental health and our well-being as well, and more than anything else, during this very difficult time with COVID still very much here, and I can't believe we're still talking about COVID, you know, but here we are 2 years on, we're still talking about COVID. So we really do need to take good care of ourselves mentally, emotionally, and please look out for people around you as well. You know, you never know, you might actually be helping someone through a crisis because they probably haven't voiced out what they're going through. So I would say, you know, if you can, please look out for each other, look out for everyone else around you as well, and make sure that everyone, you know, is sort of like staying safe as well and exercising, eating right for those who are decided to go on the healthy lifestyle. And talking about the healthy lifestyle, if you do plan to go on the healthy lifestyle, remember one thing. Consult your doctor. We are all different. Our bodies are different. Just because something works for one person doesn't necessarily mean it works for the other person. And also in saying that, don't feel pressured into doing a workout or going on to a healthy lifestyle. We do things at certain times. So whatever you want to do, do it at your own time, in your own pace, by the way, I should say. So yeah, as and when you feel like it. If you don't feel like, you know, healthy eating just yet, you're not ready for it, then please don't force yourself into doing it. Just go as and when you feel like you're ready for it, because it's an emotional thing as well. It's also a mental thing too. So you do have to take all of that into consideration and have a plan as well. Have a plan. Not so much as a New Year resolution, but have a goal. So New Year resolution, while it might be all right for some, but if you don't think that it was going to work out for you, just have a goal in mind. Have these goals set for you, and have an accountability partner as well, who also holds you accountable. Have a meal plan and so on. I mean, I've talked about all of that in the various episodes. So if you're new to this podcast, as I said before, just make sure that you listen to these episodes. So that is me for now. And I have got an episode that will be coming out in the next day or two, so listening out for that. And in the meantime, I just want to say, take good care of yourself. I know I keep saying good, take good care of yourself, because you know, there's only one you, and you do have to take care of yourself for yourself and also for the ones around you. So all I have to say is goodbye for now, and have a very wonderful 2022.